And when you give off that type of energy and you give that gift to somebody, it will come back to you. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kids at Work podcast. My name is Matt Corman. I am your host. That's exactly why you're here today. Listen up, guys. Today's episode is a little different. I'm rolling solo on this one, so it's a little interesting. I usually always have a guest on here. I just want to apologize. Usually, I release a podcast every single Sunday, and it's what I will continue to do going forward. But you know, sometimes we run into some problems. Well, not really problems, I guess. Sometimes we run into situations where, you know, you're late on some things. I've had a pretty busy week. Some things happened out of my control, which are good things. I've just been kind of riddled with opportunity in my music game. So kind of put the podcast on hold for a day. Was supposed to record it on Sunday. Was gonna have Alex Mejia on it, but then we just never did that. I think we got a little bit tired, and to be honest, got a little bit lazy. And you hate to see that. I'm big on, you know, keeping yourself on track and completing your objectives. So I'm not too happy with myself for it. So yeah, I just want to apologize off the bat. But we're gonna get things going. Today's a pretty interesting episode. Since it's just me, I don't really have anybody else to provide value for you. So just myself, and I came across something pretty interesting when I was driving in my car today, and I think that it's some great stuff. So I'm gonna get into that a little bit later on. It's not gonna be a lighthearted, funny, fun podcast. I mean, of course, you know, I'm a fucking blast, so it's gonna be pretty good. But it's more or less. I'm gonna talk a little bit more about how do I word this? How to deal with some things that are going on in your life, and get a little bit more serious on the spiritual aspect. It's something I've been trying to crack down on, because I know at a young age, if I'm able to get my spirituality in line, then I'll be a lot better later on in life. Right now I'm ripping an iced coffee. I'm ripping a medium iced coffee from Starbucks. This is a cinnamon dolce with almond milk. Pretty fire. A strong recommendation for my friend. So, That's what we went for. But hey, it's Tuesday, November 5th, and I'm going to start off by giving you guys the weather out here in Boston. Today is, it's 56 degrees, and it looks like it's raining until about 4 p.m., so if you're listening to this right now, got some rain clouds. It's going to stop after 4 and going to just hit some clouds. Wednesday, 53 degrees and sunny. Thursday, 57 degrees and cloudy. Friday, windy, 41 degrees. Getting a little cold. Saturday, partly cloudy, 40 degrees. And Sunday, 51 degrees, partly cloudy. And then, of course, we'll update you going forward. I'm going to say this. I'm going to be in Los Angeles tomorrow. I fly out. So if I have any listeners out on the West Coast that are out in the, you know, California and want to link up, I'd be more than happy to do so. Feel free to shoot me a DM or an email. If people email each other, then we can definitely get that going too. But yeah, definitely reach out. I'm there till the 11th. Going to be there for the Logan Paul and KSI fight. Alongside with that, I have a few meetings with some record labels. So I'm pretty excited about it. Really looking forward to the whole situation and kind of getting out of Massachusetts for a little bit. But yeah, let's see what we got here. Thank you for 100,000 monthly listeners on my Spotify. I really appreciate that. I've been trying to get 100,000 monthly listeners pretty much since I started a Spotify. So super dope that I got that. currently have over 500,000 streams every single month on my Spotify as well. So thank you so much if you're playing my music. If you're listening to my voice out there, I really appreciate it. You're kind of changing my life. So it's kind of dope. Thank you so much. Alongside with that, I have a new song dropping on November 15th. The song is called Life Dreams. So that's going to be next Friday. Song's called Life Dreams. It's my favorite song that I've made so far, probably, I would say. I really, this is one that I've held on to for a little bit. It's kind of a really personal song. I kind of dive in a little bit more into, my relationship stuff and how I feel at this point in time. To be completely honest with you, I think that it's super transparent of how I feel life right now. So yeah, I'm excited to get that out there and not like get out the marketable stuff that I'm kind of been tossing out there. Like Word of the Wise is cool. It's dope. No Photos is dope. I like the really, you know, big up bass beat type shit. But like it's always nice to get out some meaningful stuff that is genuine, talking about how I actually feel at the moment in time. Because even though no photos, you know, I'm talking like, I just pulled up with a new chick. My old girl, we just broke. Yeah, we went and split. It's kind of poppy like that. A word of the wise. I'm talking about basically fucking bitches and getting money and having a good time. Life isn't always like that. And so I think it's super important for me as a person with a platform to be able to give you real, authentic material out there and value that can potentially help you in your day-to-day life. So, another update. I dropped a clothing line. I'll tell you a little bit about it real quick. So it's Make It Happen. Make It Happen is my brand. It's kind of my slogan. If you know me, you've been following me along for this long, you would know that. So I put up some sweatshirts and some t-shirts on my store. It's on Kids at Work too. I believe it's on Kids at Work. I'll post on a story. Maybe it isn't actually. I don't know if I did, but you can follow my Instagram account. It's called MIH by Matt Corman. So just type that in your at name right now, MIH by Matt Corman. Check it out. We got some dope clothes up there. Every single month, I'm donating a portion of the proceeds towards a different cause. Okay, so this month, we are getting a new puppy in my house. Shout out to Mocha. So we're getting a baby Rottweiler at my house. And so I decided to donate to the American Humane. That's a organization that helps, you know, animals that are going through abuse or, you know, that just kind of need some aid from the good old humans. So I'm donating a portion of the proceeds towards that cause right now. If you guys have any suggestions for the month of December, I would love to hear. So I think that we might go with something along the lines of homeless, because, you know, it gets kind of cold out there. I ideally would like it to the month to make sense of what's going on in the world at that moment in time. Anyways, yeah, go check out the clothes. They're pretty dope stuff. Shirts are like $30. I have a hoodie up there that's $55. And also every month I'm going to be releasing a new design as well. So it's kind of, I think it's gold right now. And then in December, it's going to be a completely different color. And it's going to have different logos and different types of designs. So you can only get it once. So make sure you hop on there and go cop something, you know, get a hoodie going, get something good for the winter. You know, Christmas is coming up. Get your girl, get your guy something nice. Hell yeah. Cool. Let's think what else I have. Oh yeah. I think I already said that I was going to be in Los Angeles. So if you're out there, give me a shout. It's going to be a short little podcast today. I'm going to get into the value right now. like I said before, guys, I have been trying to align myself a little bit more spiritually than I have in the past. I think that it's super important. Being as a lot of us out here are all really, we're really busy, you know, whether you're a student, you're going to school and you're kind of trying to figure out your classes, you're trying to figure out what you're going to do after you graduate college, or, you know, you could be in high school going through a lot of different stuff. Maybe it's whether with your relationships, just anything in life. Kids at Work, if you're a kid that's going to work now after college, it can be really confusing out there trying to figure out what you really want to do. Sometimes you're in a job that, you know, lack of better words, that you don't give a fuck about, and you hate it, and you kind of feel like you don't want to be there. I can relate. I've been in your shoes before, okay? And I think that definitely gets tough, and it gets really mentally taxing, gets exhausting, and I don't know, it really fucks with you. It really fucks with you when you're doing a bunch of stuff that you don't want to do. Alongside with that, maybe you're having, you know, struggling relationship-wise. So I've been, regardless, I'm 24 years old. Life isn't always roses, and so I'm trying to align myself a little bit more spiritually. I'm trying to meditate a little bit more. I find it pretty hard to do so because my brain is bouncing off the wall. So if you guys have any suggestions, please let me know, because it's hard to calm down my mind sometimes, and I wish that I could. I think that maybe some other people can relate to that. I'm gonna dive into this here. So I've been recommended this book multiple times. Multiple people, I'm sure if you're listening to this, potentially you've heard about it before, okay? The book is called The 7 Spiritual Laws of Success, and I started listening to it. I'm an Audible guy, so I started listening to the first 2 laws today while I was driving, and this one already hit me. I was like, wow, this is a good law. It's called The Law of Giving and Receiving. Shout out to Mike Studd. He's been preaching it on his podcast continuously, so shout out to him. He kind of made me, you know, he kind of put me onto it through his podcast, because I've heard people recommend it to me a lot, but I never really decided to dive in. But now I'm actually considering it as I'm trying to align myself a little more mentally and becoming a better person, because it's super important to have your physical health down. Of course, you know, your body is your temple. That's why I've been going to the gym a lot. I've been on this thing called a 30-day challenge. Recommend it for you too. Well, I already completed it, but like I'm just still fucking going. It's where you just go to the gym every single day for 30 days, even if you're tired and you know you're hungover and you can't do it that day. Just go. Just go, and if you can't work out, like literally it's impossible, just like, oops, sorry, just knocking the mic around. My bad, this is gonna sound horrible. Let me fix this. Sorry. Just go and get a stretch in, maybe even meditate. Just do something good for your body that day. And you gotta make sure that you're taking care of your physical. Alongside with that, there's the mental, which I'm trying to explore a little bit more and trying to get on track because I've been good mentally. But I think that we all run into situations where shit gets a little iffy. You know what I mean? You start to get a little unsure with who you are. So what I'm going to do with this, I'm going to actually read you this, this chapter here. Like I said, this, you know, it's not really a fun podcast. This one's about, I'm just trying to provide value today. So let me see. This is someone's excerpt of this, I believe. But it gets a pretty good gist. I read it before. It gets a good gist of what it is, that the law is. So the law is called The Law of Giving and Receiving. If you didn't know, this book is by Deepak Chopra. You can check it out. It's on Spotify. It's on everywhere. This book is absolutely popping. It's massive. But I'm gonna read it to you guys. Let me just catch my breath here because I talk so fucking fast. Okay, this way I can do my best. So I read it once in my head. Usually if I'm reading something out loud, I like to be able to know it before I do, but unfortunately I don't. So I'm just going to kind of rip it for you, but, here we go. Here's the second amazing spiritual law of success. Have a great reading and practice. This is written by Duccio Licati. You can just do a quick Google. Okay. The law of giving and receiving. This law is based on the fact that everything in the universe operates through dynamic exchange. Every relationship is one of give and take, because giving and receiving are different aspects of the low energy in the universe. If we stop the flow of energy, we interfere with nature's intelligence. Money is a symbol of life energy we give and the life energy we receive as a result of the service we provide to others. Like a river, money must keep flowing. Otherwise, it begins to clog and stagnate. Circulation keeps them alive and vital. If we stop the circulation of life energy, if our intention is to hold on to our money and hoard it, we stop its circulation back into our lives. The intention behind our giving and receiving is the most important thing. When the act of giving is joyful, unconditional, from the heart, then the energy behind the giving increases many times over. But if we give grudgingly, there's no energy behind that giving. If we feel we have lost something through the act of giving, then the gift is not truly given and will not cause increase. The law of giving and receiving is simple. If you want love, learn to give love. If you want attention and appreciation, learn to give attention and appreciation. If you want material affluence, help others to become materially affluent. The best way to experience the law of giving and receiving is to give a gift to everyone you come in contact with. This doesn't have to be in the form of material things. The gifts of caring, affection, appreciation, and love are some of the most precious gifts you can give, and they don't cost you anything. Wherever you meet someone, silently send that person a blessing. This kind of silent giving is very powerful. The more you will give in an unconditional way, the more natural this will be for you. The more you'll feel the miraculous effects of this law. To experience the law of giving and receiving, here are some suggestions for you to follow. So we got some bullet points here listed 1, 2, and 3. 1, give a gift to everyone you encounter, be it a compliment, a flower, or a prayer. This will begin the process of circulating joy and affluence in your life and in the lives of others. 2, gratefully receive every gift that life offers you. Be open to receiving, whether it be a material gift from others, a compliment, or a prayer. 3, silently wish everyone you encounter with happiness, joy, and laughter. By giving and receiving the gifts of caring, affection, appreciation, and love, you will keep wealth circulating in your life. See you next week for the third spiritual law of success. Love, Duccio. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. So that's the basis of the law of giving and receiving. I think that it resonated with me so much when I first heard it earlier today, because I actually have been preaching this to people for a while. It's super interesting because now I'm just thinking about what I'm reading again. I've constantly been saying, you know, and it's a thing that's, you know, been said over and over. You know, you get what you put in, or why does that even work? You put out what you get, something like that, whatever. But yeah, if you focus your effort, I mean, it's pretty simple, right? I really like the second one. I think that I need to implement that a lot more in my life. The second one is gratefully receive every gift that life offers you. Be open to receiving, whether it be a material gift from others, a compliment, or a prayer. I think that a lot of the times something good happens to myself and I just kind of brush it off. I wish that I was almost more open to receiving that gift. I think that when it says be open to receiving, it literally means take time to acknowledge the fact that you've received a gift, right? And that could be anything. You know, if you're a student and you get a good grade in your class, rather than be like, oh, I got an A, perfect. I was hoping to get an A. Thank God I got my A. Like, you know, you'd be like, wow, like you can take take 10 seconds and just go, wow. Like, I mean, 10 seconds is a long time. Like, realistically, if you take 10 seconds and you're just like, wow, this was great. I'm actually going to clock 10 seconds right now and try it. Wow. Thanks so much for this gift. This is amazing. I'm so happy. I'm open to receiving this gift. Life's great. Boom. That's 10 seconds right there. I already feel way better. I should probably start doing that because I've been been given a lot of gifts recently. And I think that a huge problem that I have is that I'm just constantly pushing forward and I want more and I want just so much out of life that I forget to slow down and just, kind of accept my gifts for what they are. Number one, I think it's super important. Give a gift to everyone you encounter, be it a compliment, a flower, or a prayer. This will begin the process of circulating joy and affluence in your life and in the lives of others. Constantly, if you're a friend of mine, you know me personally, and we've ever talked about this, you would know that I've probably said this to you before. I'm my close friends. If I, you know, sometimes I send out motivational texts to people, and I'm just like, yo, make sure that you're the person in the room today that's vibrating great energy and that's getting everybody firing on all cylinders. I remember I've told a couple of my boys sometimes, I'm like, yo, you're at work today. Grab a random kid in the office today and just fire him up. Let him know that he's great. He's doing an amazing job and you're proud of him. And you're just psyched to be there for him. Just fire somebody up. And when you give off that type of energy and you give that gift to somebody, it will come back to you. And I don't mean to do it selfishly. I mean, you know, really do it genuinely, you know, give a gift to somebody. And then, of course, it will come back to you. But like, you have to really mean it too. You know what I mean? But it will come back to you. So I really believe in that. And number three, silently wish everyone you encounter happiness, joy, and laughter. By giving and receiving the gifts of caring, affection, appreciation, and love, you will keep wealth circulating in your life. I mean, that's great, right? That's a little difficult. I think that one's definitely a reminder, right? You have to remind yourself to do that. You know, whether you're, you know, I don't know, ripping a little Dunkin' Donuts, hitting Starbucks in the morning, you get a coffee from somebody, just remember to be very nice to that person. Encounter that person with happiness, joy, and, you know, same thing to go, you know, anybody working in the service industry, make sure you're showing respect to everybody out there that you encounter. You know, if you're hopping on the bus driver, there's just so many different scenarios where you can bring happiness to somebody else. But I think it does come with reminding yourself. So, yeah, I just wanted to give that to you guys because I kind of want to dive into this book a little bit, and I think it's just super interesting. I think that that's very important, and I think it's really important for myself as I have this platform and I'm growing it a little more, is to provide positive value. You know, in some way that I could help somebody would be great, and I just try to be as transparent as I possibly can with you guys out there, and you guys and girls, sorry, and if I'm just constantly giving you, you know, like, fun podcasts that are like funny and we're talking about, you know, girls and, you know, I don't know, just bullshit. I think that that's unfair, right? I need to be sure to keep everybody, in check. But yeah, so, even myself. So, that's kind of what I got rocking today, guys. I'm dropping a song November 15th. Like I said, it's called Life Dreams. It's one of my favorite songs. If you have any recommendations for the, MIH clothing store for, causes that I can donate to, please let me know. Please comment on the Kids at Work Instagram or the MIH Instagram and just let me know. Shoot me a DM. It's a lot easier for me to connect to people through those Instagrams because my Matt Corman one sometimes gets a little clogged up with some bullshit. So to be completely honest with you, so it's kind of hard to connect to people on there. But hey guys, it's Tuesday. Okay, I want you to dominate out there. It is fall still. I don't even think it's winter yet. It's beautiful here in Boston. The leaves are all changed color. Have all changed colors. And I'm excited to be alive right now. It's not super cold yet. We're kind of in that perfect space where you can rock some jean jackets and have a good time out there. If you're listening to this at work right now, I hope that you have a great rest of your work day. I hope that you dominate it. Remember, take what I just said today, not lightly. If you're in the room today, make sure you're vibrating with high energy. Grab somebody random today and absolutely light up their day. Let them know that they're doing a great job. You appreciate them and just genuinely mean what you say. You know, don't have to take what I just said in the microphone. Tell somebody today why you appreciate them. Reach out to your family members. Tell them you love them. And I think that if we keep vibrating with this type of energy, then we're going to be able to make the world a better place for everybody to survive and live in. Hey guys, my name is Matt Corman. Thanks so much for tuning into the Kids at Work podcast. I hope you have a great rest of your week. Make sure you go visit my store, go check out my songs, and follow me on Spotify and Instagram if you haven't. Yeah, if you just came across this, I'm a recording artist, and I just create a bunch of different things as much as I can to positively impact people. But thanks again, guys. Hope you have a good day at work. Peace.